I'm like holding a pen as if I'm like about to stab you through the screen or something. I'm like, I look like a crazy gamer in overalls, about to stab you with a Muji pen. Oh God. Who is this? I don't know who's talking. It's like someone else takes over when we hit record.
Hi,
Hi.
I'm Sho.
And I'm NB.
And we're No Archives Warning Apply.
Podcast where we talk about fan works
Writing.
and of course, BTS. You are live here with our broadcast of Sho and Eunbi rank ships. Yes, you heard that right. Sho and Eunbi are ranking ships today, as if you didn't hear our names enough. Complete disclaimer before someone cancels us again. This is all subjective and just about our preferences, and none of this has anything to do with you, the listener, breaking the fourth wall here, or the boys. All of this is in pure fun. For now, all is fair in love and war, and right now, Sho and Eunbi might be going to war over this. So we'll see what happens. Sho, what do you think?
We are definitely not going to be friends after this. We're not going to be podcast hosts
No,
after
we're
this.
absolutely not, because this is literally what happened, guys. We kind of tossed up this idea of doing this ship ranking, and Sho was like, all right, like, well, what if we come down to like Tuseok and J-Hope? And we had this moment where we just looked at each other and we knew that this would be a battle, that our soulmate thing just wasn't working, you know, like there would be a fight.
We definitely shared a look with each other where it was like everything that we've ever known about each other and everything that our friendship is founded upon is going to be uprooted in this very moment because we already
100%.
knew each other's answers, even though we didn't even say it, even though we didn't even say it. But
Yes.
we'll get to there if we get to there.
I hope we
But
do. I hope I need because I won when we argued over this last time, and I'm confident I can win again.
oh man, and I'm kind of still a little bitter that you won because Jimin is just way more affectionate on camera. You know what? I'm not gonna get, we're gonna save this. I'm not gonna get into it now.
Yes, and who are you again?
I'm Sho. Thank you for
Oh.
asking. Who are you again? I always forget whenever we turn on this
Yes,
podcast.
hello. I'm Envy. I'm the fake sportscaster today. Used to work in sports, do not work in sports anymore. But for anyone listening to this, we are doing the BTS simple ship sorter that we will link in our show notes, aka the replies of the tweet that this podcast episode will live in. But everyone's seen it, everyone knows what it is. So let's see what happens. Show battle number one.
It's Jungkook and Seokjin versus Namjoon and Hoseok.
You don't read Jungkook.
I don't, but I also don't read
I
Namseok.
don't read Namjoon either. This is Jungkook to me. I love Jungkook. Oh my god. There's this one fic that I read where I told you about this one before, where Jungkook and Jin, they make like this pact where Jungkook wants to lose his virginity like when he's 20, and if he hasn't lost it by then, Jin will take it. Oh, that was spicy. Anyways, I really had to say that.
So much is being learned about us already. I know that you'll definitely choose Jungkook, but I'm kind of no opinion on both of them since I don't really read either or, and there's not any particular reason why I don't read them either because I've actually read some really good Jungkook fics out there. But then I guess it's just Jungkook to me recently has just fallen into that category of like they have like really strong like brohood. And then there are just certain ships where if they fall under the category of like, yeah, man, we're bros and we're homies and stuff, I can't really write them as like, yeah, bro, I'll dude suck your dick, no big deal, man. But I do agree with Jungkook since if it was between Jungkook and Namseok, I would definitely choose Jungkook
Okay,
as well.
perfect.
Oh, okay. So the next ship popped out. It's Namjoon versus Minjoon.
Hope all this wheezing makes it onto the recording, because I hate this. I hate this. Show knows. I hate this.
Anyone who is following me knows that I am a dirty, depraved, just gutted slut for Namjoon. So I would have to choose Namjoon over Minjoon. But that's just because in general, I don't think I have ever interacted with Minjoon content, nor do I think I ever will interact with Minjoon content.
There is an option. So we have Namjoon, we have Minjoon, we have I like both. We have no opinion. I don't agree with this I like both.
She has so many thoughts on this.
On this no opinion thing, because I have lots of thoughts on this. I wish there was an option that was, I hate both of this. Not that I hate people. I just hate these options. I hate the fact that I have to choose. Ow, I hit myself in the face. I hate the fact that I have to choose between them. But you know what? I will give my vote to Namjoon because yes. Sho is my best friend. And we're never going to say that ever again. We're never going to say that again.
I really love Namjoon.
Next.
Okay.
Namjoon.
I'm glad that worked out for us.
Ooh.
Okay, so now it's Taegi versus Kubi. Taegi versus Kubi.
Kubi.
Well, I love Taegi. This is a no-brainer for sure. Sorry to all Kubi lovers out there. By the way, Kubi is a god-tier ship name. God-tier.
Listen. This is my defense for Kubi. Kubi is so cute because, like, literally... Oh, shit. I just saw the next pairing battle. But I need to finish this thought. Kubi, you guys, Hoseok is literally Jungkook's comfort person. Literally. He's always, like, sniffing him and, like, scenting him, basically. Like as if we live in an ABO universe. But, like, the man loves Hoseok. They're always cuddling, always, like, so cute. I love it. No shame on you. But Taegi...
That's our only thought. It's just post-verbal, just straight up just a laugh. No, but I agree. I actually haven't read a lot of Kubi content, but then whenever it does pop up on the timeline, I think it's the cutest shit to exist. But I'm such like a big fat Taegi enthusiast that there's just no way that I wasn't going to go with that one. Mm-hmm. So this battle number four, this one's going to be a tough one. It's a tough one. Oh my goodness. It's Namjoon versus Yoonjin. Oh my god, that's like, who do you like better, mom and dad? And you had like a good relationship with both of them.
Literally, it's like, it's as if we weren't Asians and we didn't have mommy or daddy issues. Like, we were just like, I don't know, like, is this what like white families are like? Like, are they functional and like, you know, office hours and all of that? Like, I can't, like, literally, I had a visceral reaction to this show. Like, I was like, oh shit, like, I don't want to do this anymore. I give up. We're only 6% sorted and I'm done. Goodbye. I'm logging off here.
Oh my god, because I love Yoonjin. Like, Yoonjin, that's my comfort ship. Like, that's the ship I go to when I need, like, when I just need, like, a hug. Or when I just need, like, like something to uplift my day. Like that's the ship that you think about before you go to bed at night. Well, I don't know if I just outed myself, like, who the hell thinks about their ships before they go to bed at night, but I guess that's the type of person that I am. Like, those are my priorities. I'm just like, yes, Yoonjin, and then I just, like, drift off into fandom spaces. But Namjoon is, like if Yoonjin is my comfort ship, then Namjoon is, like, my best friendship. Oh, Namjoon. You see, that was a Freudian slip. Absolutely. Namjoon, please be my best friend. You'll hate me within 5 minutes of meeting me, but please give me a chance. But Namjoon is like my best friendship. Like, you know, like, we go on adventures together. I could talk to them about anything. Like, I know that they're like my ride or die, and they're always going to be down to like to go to Vegas or some shit. So this is hard.
I think we should just go with I like both, because this is still the preliminary round. And if it comes up again, we'll be like...
Yeah, because right now it's too early. Yeah, so Soap versus Yoonmin.
Okay, this isn't that bad.
I love Yoonmin, so I just have to. I understand Soap completely. I use it every day. But something about Yoonmin, and I think it's because Yoonmin was one of the first ships that I encountered when I started getting into BTS, that it just has like a special place in my heart. And there is so much good Yoonmin content out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the hell happened during the Wings era, where it just like surged this entire just like community of talented content creators, where you will never be a Yoonmin stan and be not well fed. You will be starving from Yoonmin themselves, but in terms of content creation, it is rampant and it is good. So if you're a Yoonmin shipper, good for you. Good for you. So I would have to choose Yoonmin over Soap.
Here's the thing about me. I personally do not have an opinion either which way. Yoonmin is just kind of like, I mean, I read a Yoonmin AU like a couple days ago that was really good, and I was like, cute. But like, so personally, I just think they're like, for me, it's like V-min and Soap are just kind of boring. And Yoonmin, I just don't really have any qualms about. So personally, I think I'd be under no opinion. But because you have the point here, Sho, I think we're going to go with Yoonmin.
All right, so then Yoonmin it is.
Battle number six, here we go. Oh, I literally don't care about either of these ships. I do not read them.
Same. So it's Jinmin and it's also V-min.
I would go with no opinion for now.
I would also go with no opinion because I don't have any, because I don't even dislike them.
Right, me neither.
As it is, I'm just completely ambivalent to both of them.
Right, like I feel a certain way about Minjun, but about these ships, I don't care.
I also don't care.
Like, if my friends write them, I'll read it. If my friends write them, I will read it to the death. But like, I will not go looking for content with these two in it.
Same. And also with V-min, even if I don't go searching for it, mm-hmm. it will find me. You know what I mean? V-min always finds you.
It's true. Oh.
Okay, starting to get a little bit more interesting. So now it's Jin-kook versus Tu-seok.
I think we're going to have to disagree on this one, Sho.
I think we are going to have to disagree on this one. That's why there was such a long silence, because we knew we're going to fight.
I'm just looking at this, and I'm like, listen, I don't know. Is it too early to just concede this to you? Because genuinely, like, when it comes down to it, I really don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I have my preferences. I love Jin-kook. Oh my god. I love it. But at the same time, like, it's not really, like, a ship I would die for. Like, Jin-kook. Oh, I'm okay. But I will say, okay, here's the reasoning. I'm just making logic up at this point. I guess I'm so whipped for you that I will literally make shit up. I'm not making this up, though. I will say, I have written Tu-seok into one of my fics versus the fact I've never written Jin-kook. So I guess Tu-seok has the edge here.
I think the reason why I would go to Tu-seok versus Jin-kook mm-hmm. is that there's something about the dynamic of Tu-seok that I just mm-hmm. really just gravitate towards, and I just really enjoy more so than mm-hmm. the really just like intense, I'm going to battle you to death, but in a loving way, Jin-kook mm-hmm. type of dynamic. Which arguably you would think that I would be all over, because if there's anything that mm-hmm. I love more than, I guess, Nam-kook, it's the mm-hmm. pure chaotic energy that Jin-kook just naturally possess mm-hmm. whenever the both of them are together. And mm-hmm. I love chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos is like my shit. Mm-hmm. But I love Tu-seok because I just feel like they're very good. Like they just, like they balance each other out, but in a different way than Yoonjin yeah. would. Like Yoonjin seems more of like mm-hmm. a quiet understanding, where I feel like they kind mm-hmm. of like, you know, like they're very different, but then like fundamentally they are soulmates. Whereas I think Tu-seok, right. it's more like sure. their personalities are just very like well meshed together. And then I think they could get into like a lot of fun mm-hmm. together. And then I think that they could become very comfortable with each other in a way that where Jin-kook, they might mm-hmm. have to like, when you strip away the chaoticness, I'm not quite sure what else would be there.
That's fair. And I think I will even tackle this question or this matchup from like a writer perspective. Just for me, I'm not saying this applies to everyone, but like me personally, I think I would also give the edge to Tu-seok because it is easier to write their dynamic as something that is romantic versus Jin-kook, which you have to work a little bit harder just because it is so chaotic. And so to find those moments where you're like, oh, they're in love, like it would be, I think, more difficult as a writer, or just me as a writer personally. Mm-hmm. So I will give this edge to Tu-seok for all the reasons.
Oh, amazing. I just love that how Tu-seok is just like, just keeps winning. I love it. Okay. So
interesting.
Yeah, so it's Tae-kook versus Tae-jin.
Tae-jin, yeah.
Tae-jin, hands down.
Yeah, I'm totally giving this a Tae-jin. They have so, like, literally anyone can say anything at all, and I'll be like, Pied Piper. Like that's all I have to say. And I win.
Yes.
Pied Piper. Tae-jin. Let's go. Oh, sexy times. Oh, delicious.
So Wet Live Concert Edition. That's it.
God, they're just, they're so...
It is, Taejin. I completely agree. And also, you know, Taecook is one of, like, the standing pillars of BTS ships in our fandom. And
26,000 fix.
Yeah, it is very, very popular. And I've heard from at least 2 to 3 people that they like Taecook as a ship, but they can't interact with the content, or they can't really interact with content creators because they don't enjoy Taecookers.
Yep. 100% agree. Taecookers tried to get me suspended like 2 weeks ago because I posted about Larry Stylinson. But anyways, let's continue.
Is there such a thing as ship solo stands? They are primarily a Taecook shipper and BTS is second. Do you know what I mean?
Hands down.
Yeah. So I feel like...
Oh, hands down. Yeah. Hands down.
So I feel like those like big pillar ships like Jikook and Taecook and V-min, like they do have that weird rampant solo stand mentality that kind of gets a little scary. So Taejin just naturally has to win.
Battle number 9. This one is Namjin versus V-mon / Taejun.
Namjin for me. I don't know about you though, since I know that you're not really like fond of Namjin.
I mean, I'm just like not really into Namjin. Like it's just not, it doesn't really float my boat. Like I think I would say the same about Taejun. I think Taejun is interesting. I did start working on like a Taejun work in progress before where like I think it was like a cafe coffee shop AU and then I abandoned it because I got bored. But like, I mean, if it's good, I'll read it. If my friends write it, I'll read it. Quick plug here for Holly's V-mon fic, which was so good. I will never stop thinking about the phrase baby hyung. Holly doesn't even listen to this, but like I have to say it because it is so gorgeous, so beautiful. I will not stop talking about it. But also, if Holly didn't write it, I don't know if I would have read it, TBH. So I think I will go with Namjin on this one.
But I think I would have to go with Namjin only because I think even Namjoon has said that sometimes he gets confused by Tae. And so just given that and then trying to write them, like if I were to write a fic about them, I think I would just struggle so much. I think I would struggle the same way Namjoon struggles because sometimes I love Taehyung. I mean, I love every single member of BTS, but there are moments where, you know, I just like, I'm just watching and listening to Taehyung and then I'm just like, who are you? Like, who are you? Like, you're wonderful, but who are you? Like, he's almost like a concept.
This is a really interesting conversation, I think, because I have a lot of thoughts on this because I feel for me, I mean, I feel like all writers, we all have a character or set of characters that we have a really difficult time writing the perspective from. And for me personally, Taehyung is a really big character that I struggle writing from. But at the same time, like for me, like I totally agree. I'm like, yes, like at times he just feels like so enigmatic and like so just multifaceted that it's hard for me to nail down just who exactly this guy is, especially in the context of one of my own fics. But the thing I do appreciate about Taejun / V-mon a lot is that I feel like a lot of the ships, I mean, I can't really speak to Namjin because I don't read Namjin. But a lot of the ships that I've seen where Namjoon is like the quote unquote stereotypical like dominant partner, I would say. Yes, that's like super heteronormative, and I'm totally gonna acknowledge that there. But you know, obviously Namjoon is portrayed as like a very dominant figure, like very like quote unquote like stereotypical like masculine, like very, very much so. But almost it's like in V-mon ships, or at least the way I imagine it, it almost feels like Taehyung is like his comfort person. Like Taehyung is the one who is like always like in these plots, like surprisingly the one who slows him down and is like, hey, like it's okay to just exist as you are, you know, you don't have to, you know, try in front of me, like that kind of dynamic. And I do appreciate that because it feels very like I love exploring that side of Namjoon where he's allowed to just exist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think that Namjoon functions on a lot of self-awareness, just like at any given point in time. And then Taehyung kind of like naturally exudes just like this sense of self, that really strong sense of self. Whereas I feel like Namjoon always struggles finding a good sense of self because he is so constantly self-aware of everything that's going on around him, despite the fact that he breaks everything. I think maybe he breaks everything because he's too busy trying to figure himself out. Has anyone ever considered that? But
maybe.
Yeah. And then so whenever Namjoon does kind of cycle into that, like, oh my God, what I did was so embarrassing, and, you know, just kind of spiraling a little bit, Taehyung is very quick to take really complicated thought processes and then just condense it into something that's just like really just concise and simple in a completely left field, unexpected way, where you have to take a pause and then you're just like, you're right, why did I never even begin to think about that before? Which I think is the reason why Namjoon often says, like, I don't know this dude, but sometimes this dude is a genius, and sometimes I look at this dude and I'm like, who the hell is he? And I think it's because it's just very rare, I think, to find someone like Taehyung who just knows himself and knows what he's about, and then just live life with such like a almost like a pure perspective.
Yeah, the thing I like about Taehyung so much is that he feels so unmarred almost by like insecurity. Like, he just feels so unapologetic and like unashamed of who he is, and I love that so much about him, because it's, I mean, that's granted, that is the part of him that like he shows us, but like for me, like I just love that, and I love exploring that. And I think within like that V-mon dynamic, it's almost like he, like Namjoon doesn't real, like for him everything, like you said, is a little more complicated sometimes because he thinks so much, and then Taehyung is the one that just kind of quiets him and is like just grounds him. And oh God, am I changing my own mind? This was a bad idea.
Right.
We're never gonna get anywhere with this.
Especially since this is a ship that we don't interact with.
I'm changing my answer. I'm going with V-mon. So I guess we're gonna have to do I like both, because we're only 18%.
Yeah, I think so, because Namjoon is, I don't know. I think a lot of people are off put by Namjoon, and I totally get that, because but I don't think it is their fault, as it is more of a fandom thing. Of just how heteronormative and then just how overall problematic that a lot of early and quote-unquote very popular Namjoon fics that float on AO3. I mean, I was like that too when I first encountered the fandom, and I saw that Namjoon was a big ship. I started reading Namjoon fics and I hated them. I mean, no offense to all the... No, actually, a little bit of offense to the fics that exist out there, but all, like, the really intense heteronormative... Like, no other ship has as many foster family fics as much as Namjoon does. Like, I would have to say, like, the first 10 pages, if you sort by bookmarks or by hits or by kudos, it is all foster family. And I do like family Bontom fics, don't get me wrong. Like, there are some really good ones that I have read out there, whereas, like, they don't really fall into that intense heteronormative, you know, nonsense. But it's just a lot.
Right.
Like to the point where it's just like, oh, you really can only write about them if you think about Seokjin as, like, the feminine figure in the relationship. Yeah, and God, I despise it a lot. And so, but does that mean I love them less? I don't know. I like both. Moving on.
Oh, easy.
It's Jungkook versus Jigook, and it's Jungkook for both of us, hands down.
Jungkook,
we love Jungkook in this house.
Jungkook is my comfort ship. Oh my God, it's my comfort ship. I read Stained by You once a week.
Man, that's so valid. I used to read so much not Jung's back in the day. I went through like this period where all the fic that I consume was just like primarily Jungkook. And then I think that I just like exhausted myself of Jungkook so much that it kind of fizzled out a little bit. And I kind of had to take a break from it, because you know how I've been obsessively reading Namjoon? That was me with Jungkook. Like, I was, like, obsessively reading it. I don't know what ship next is going to just, like, grab a hold of my heart, and I'm just going to be, like, obsessed with them. But we'll see. I go through, like, ebbs and flows.
I don't mean stop with that behavior. I mean stop talking crap about Jungkook.
I'm not talking crap about them. I love them. I'm just saying that I was, like, blindly obsessed.
It hurts my heart. Jungkook is just my everything. Moving on. Battle number 11, because we are at 23% sorted, is Taegi versus Namgi.
Taegi. Taegi. The silence from you is shocking, Eunbi. What's going on? Walk me through it.
Okay. Hear me out. Here's the thing. I don't think this has been discussed on the pod yet, because the episode that we had, like, literally after our little break where we briefly talked about this, like, Namgi business, that's when it happened, right? Has it been 2 weeks since I got into Namgi? It was, like, October 1st or something like that.
She Anyways. Has an anniversary!
I do. I have an anniversary of when I became a Namgist. See, here's the thing. Here's my biggest qualm with this whole, like, Namgiist thing. If you're gonna pronounce it Namgiist, it should have two I's.
Oh, here comes the Harvard graduate.
Listen, just because I tried to get with a guy who went to Harvard Law School doesn't mean that I went to Harvard. But I will say, it just, if it's Namgiist, it's two I's. But if it's Namgist or Namgiist, it's one I. But you know what? I'm not going to pick a fight over this, because it's not my battle. Someone's going to come for my throat. But, okay, here's the thing. If it's Taegi versus Namgi, I'm probably going to go Taegi. I paused because I genuinely just was like, I feel like the Namgiist experience is that we're so resentful of Namgi. Like, literally, no, I'm serious. Every Namgiist, like, I've ever talked to, whether it's Kate, Dibs, Is, who else is a Namgiist? Hannah. Oh my god, I can't even, I feel like everybody I've talked to, maybe with the exception of Monik, is like, I hate Namgi. Like, literally hate Namgi. And I totally agree, because it's just, they're so repressed and just, like, angry, but not, like, angry at each other, just, like, they're just as exasperated at being together as we are at them being together. It's just an exasperating, stressful, draining ship that is so difficult to write. Like, I just published, like, a Namgi vampire fic where they're, like, they can't figure out if they're married or divorced, right? And to be quite honest with you, I can't figure out if they're married or divorced in real life. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just so taxing. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you feel like you're like Atlas, and you've trudged up the mountain just the tiniest bit, and that feels so good. I just don't know. But at the same time, I love Taegi, okay? Taegi wins this for me, just because I love Taegi so much, and, like, God, they love each other so much. I'm, like, thinking about that one clip of, you know, Winter Package, where they're on the bus holding hands, like, fingers intertwined. Taegi. Taegi all the way. I just had to do a Namgi aside.
I am also Taegi all the way. Also, going back to you can't tell if Namjoon is divorced with Yoongi, or if he's married to Yoongi. I don't know why, but then that sounds like something mm-hmm. Kate would tackle in an amazing, funny, hilarious Kate way that she always does. Just like divorced couple Namgi somehow has to live together, and then they just have like a reoccurring cast of BTS members Ooh. Filtering through their lives. And I think that, oh my god, I think that she would absolutely kill that fic. Anyways, I am obsessed with anything Kate writes.
Listen, me too. I worship at the altar of Kate, literally. I know Kate listens to this, so I'm gonna outrightly say this and embarrass her. But Kate is just, oh my god, like, so good. Just everything I aspire to be and, like, write. Oh god, I'm, like, shaking. My overalls are making noise. But, like, god, Kate, nothing was coherent about that, but just, god, Kate, so good. Kate would totally kill
that concept, she would,
for sure.
Like, the way that I interact with Kate's content is very much like your mm-hmm. favorite weekly sitcom that always gets updated every Tuesday, mm-hmm. kind of like Run BTS, and then every Tuesday mm-hmm. you're just like you already know what you're gonna get into, and you already know that Kate has got your mm-hmm. back, and so you just, like, dive into it with just like a, all right, like let's get in this yeah. shit right now, and it's, like, really comforting. Anyways, Kate, we love you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we love you, hands down. I have to give all credit of that vampire Namgi fic to Kate, because without Kate, it wouldn't have happened. And, like, Sho, you're saying, like, Kate would do an amazing rendition. This is basically Kate's rendition. I'm just totally smooching off of her. That's not even the right word, but I would love to smooch. Anyways, moving on.
Anyone out there, I am alone. I would love to smooch. Oh, man. JK. Okay.
Today's podcast episode is brought to you by Halo Production Squad by Yoongi Yoongi. Have you ever wanted to read a Namcook fic where Namjoon is the type of boyfriend who wouldn't kill the spiders in the apartment because they're good for the ecosystem, but will go full-blown Batman vigilante on anyone who looks at Jungkook the wrong way? Boy, do I have the fic for you. This is one of the most hilarious and well-written Namcook fics that I have read in a really long time, and so if you haven't already, please go to the show notes and give this fic some love, and I promise you, you won't regret it.
Okay, ooh. So now we are on the next battle, and it is Kubi versus Namgi. Ooh, this gets interesting.
Namgi.
I would have to choose Namgi as well.
Yes! I don't know why I'm so satisfied by that, but yes,
Like, Namgi. No offense to Kubis out there. Kubis, but, yeah. Kubis? Yeah, they so really cute. Are so cute. Kubis? But then I guess, like, but Hoseok has such, like, a... Yeah. comfort slash like older brother figure to the Maknae line that besides for G-Hope it's no actually I like G-Hope and I also like Tae-Hope, is that right? Yeah, I like V-Hope, I like too. V-Hope so too. I guess it's just only with Jungkook that I guess I don't really see it. Oh well, we will explore that another day.
This one, battle number 13, is Namgook versus V-Hope.
Namgook. Yumin versus G-Hope. Oh my god, I'm just gonna have to choose Yumin, even though I love them both.
What? Wait, no, stop. Don't click yet. I'm G-Hope.
Freak. I can see it because Lord knows I love G-Hope. They're always like the side ship in all of my fics. I love G-Hope so much.
G-Hope is so much fun, and like, I didn't realize how fun they were until I read Kate's
They stuff. Are so fun.
So we're gonna have to go with I like both.
Tu-Sok versus Jinmin. I'm Tu-Sok. Yep, alright, cool.
Tu-Sok.
Jungkook versus Jinmin. Jungkook. Namsook versus Jinmin. No opinion.
No opinion. No opinion.
Look at us.
Really. Wow.
Okay, Taejin versus Namjin.
You know me. I would choose Taejin. I know you would. Why did I say it like that? I would choose Taejin. You would choose Namjin. We've been new.
This is hard.
Is this like an I like both?
I guess it is. I think we're allowed to I like both because we haven't clicked an I like both a lot. Minjun versus Taekook because I don't like Minjun and I'm sorry about it. I really am.
I'll go with Taekook. I have to write Taekook for a fic fest. So I'll just go
Taehee versus Jungkook. Oh my god, Eunbi's life just ended.
Oh, shit.
Her life just ended.
Oh my, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do when it's Taehee versus
I will just
Yungu?
Say that I'm Taehee, okay, but okay. I know that you're going to struggle real hard with this.
I'm struggling really hard. Okay, like, Al sent me a bunch of Taehee recs. Kira sent me a bunch of Taehee recs. The thing is, like, I'll be honest, like, I love Taehee, but I just don't, like, I don't go out of my way to look for Taehee fics. Whereas I will read a Jungkook fic before bed every night. Just kidding, I don't sleep. I play solitaire and 8-ball. But before I started this, it was Jungkook. Ah, we're gonna
have... We could pick I like both. We can. It's too early okay. for us to go into these. Okay, Namgi versus Jikook. Namgi, we already know.
Namgi.
Kubi versus Jikook.
Oh.
Kubi. Ooh, Kubi actually won one out.
Yeah.
Yumin versus Namcook. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Yumin. I love you a lot. Oh, Yumin versus V-Hope. I have to say Yumin.
I would actually choose Yumin too.
Wow, look at us. Soap versus V-Hope. V-Hope. Oh, yes. Namjin versus Tu-Sok. This is a no-brainer for Eunbi, but this is a little bit difficult for me. I love Namjin. I really do love Namjin. I don't even know where it came from or why, because for like a good like a year and a half, I did not touch Namjin content. And I think I just read a fic, and I think it just changed my life so substantially that I was just like hardcore die for Namjin. But Tu-Sok is so good. Yeah. I think I would have to choose Namjin.
My vote is for Tu-Sok.
Oh, we might have to do I like both because I read way more Namjin than I do Tu-Sok.
Yeah, I read neither, but I will choose Tu-Sok. What is this? Taeguk versus Jungkook.
Jungkook.
Yeah, I would go with Jungkook too.
Taeguk versus Namsook.
Taeguk.
Yeah, same. Minjun versus Namsook. Namsook. Are you guys sensing a pattern here?
Namsook.
Anyways, Namcook versus Taehee. Oh.
Namgook.
Namgook, yep. You already know us.
Listen. It's like my very first fic, it was Namgook, and then it was Taegi, and Yoongi was Jungkook's cousin. And you know what? I like that dynamic a lot.
It's kind of like when Namgook writers always do a poll about what ship should I write next, and then they put Namgook as the option, and then you click on Namgook, and it's always like 62% of people voted for Namgook.
Okay, that happened to me literally. That happened to me twice in like the past 3 weeks. Okay, so the first one was, I was like, should I write Namgook or Namgi? And everyone was like, Namgook. I think it was like 60-40. But I ended up writing Namgi anyways, because really, do I follow those polls? No, I just do it because I want to be validated. And then a couple days ago, I was like, okay, should we do a Yoongi and Jungkook have a thing like for years, and then suddenly Namjoon comes along and Jungkook falls in love with him? Or should we do the other way around, where Namjoon and Jungkook have been like dancing around each other for a couple of years, and suddenly Yoongi comes around and, you know, has a thing with Jungkook? And everyone chose endgame Namgook. Gee, I wonder why.
It's almost like we're in like the Namgook village / suburbia. Ooh, so Yoonmin versus Taegi. Ooh, Taegi. And it's really interesting that I say that, because I read so much Yoonmin. But I think I like Taegi more.
Right? I do like Yoonmin a lot. I definitely said love. I like it a lot. They have that like old married couple energy that I'm just all about.
I text this to Eunbi at least on a bi-weekly basis that I'm just going to start a Drabble series where it's just nothing but nonsensical everyday bickering between Yoonmin. Like, why did you put that in the laundry? That doesn't belong in the laundry. Or like, you forgot to buy rice when I told you to buy rice. Like instead of actual plot, it's just that.
Here's the thing. I feel like Yoongi ships, especially with Mangnae Line, it's like, it's a lot of Yoongi caring for the other person. But then Yoonmin, it's like, it's there. It's so present. Like, he loves Jimin so much. But there's also like, I don't want to say a freedom to be like more biting and like sarcastic, but it's like, it's just the fact that, you know, Jimin can dish it and he can take it.
Yeah,
and I do like that
dynamic. And I would argue that Yoongi can dish it, but I don't know if he can take it. Like I think that he'll put on a front that he can take it, but I think that he'll like think about it at night before he goes to bed, and I think Jimin is like aware of that.
Yeah, they have a good understanding of each other.
Mm-hmm. In our next battle, it's Yoonmin versus Namgi.
Okay, my answer is going to surprise you. I'm going to say Yoonmin.
Whoa, really? Why?
Wait, oh, you picked Yoonmin over Namgi too? Yeah, sometimes I don't want to fight Namgi when I'm writing or reading. I don't want to fight them. I'm tired. That's the only reason why.
It's the emotional exhaustion over anything else.
It really is.
Oh, Taegi versus Namjoon.
Me, Taegi. You. What are you thinking? What's on your mind? I love them. Tell the sportscaster.
You know what's interesting is that I think I'm going to go with Taegi, because while I like Namjoon, there's something about Taegi over Namjoon that I think that I would enjoy a little bit more. Even though I'm like obsessed with Namjoon at the moment, I think I'm just going to go with Taegi. Man, no one is in love with Namjoon as much as I love Namjoon. But if you're going to pit it against Taegi, I don't know why, but my heart is saying to go with Taegi.
Yoonmin versus Namjoon.
Oh my god, take us back, Wattpad. Jeez.
I would choose Yoonmin, you know I would. But I don't know. I mean, I also don't really have a case for it other than... See, here's the thing. I feel like me, who doesn't know much about either ship, okay? So I feel like this is pretty unbiased, even though I just said I'd pick Yoonmin on principle of I don't want to choose Namjoon. But as a somewhat unbiased outsider to both of these ships, I feel like the dynamics of each of their relationships are very similar. Do you know what I mean?
I was just about to say.
Yeah, it's just, do you want taller people or shorter people? That's really just the difference. Oh my god, is that, do you think, hold on. Sho is, what, you're 5'2"?
Yeah, I'm 5'2".
Sho is 5'2". Maybe she gravitates towards Namjoon over Yoonmin because she's 5'2". How many centimeters is that? Oh, thank you. You're looking.
It is 157 centimeters.
She's 157 centimeters. And I'm 5'9". I'm about, what, 173 centimeters, I think? And maybe I gravitate towards the smaller people. You know, it's interesting. Sho and I were just having this conversation where, like, we're talking about our mutuals and the people that we're friends with on Twitter, especially. And Sho was like, I don't know how, but I suddenly just amassed this group of friends who are all super tall. And I'm like, funny, because I've amassed a group of people who are pretty short. Like, I only know of, like, Liz, who's 5'7", and Holly, who's 5'10". I can't think of anyone else, but I feel like a lot of my friends are on the shorter side.
All of my Twitter mutuals that I interact with, they are all ridiculously mm-hmm. tall, like way taller than me. Like, I would just look like if I stood, like if me and Umbi stood next to each other, like you guys would be like, oh, Umbi, where'd you get that clutch?
You know, I just, I had a thought. I was like, this would look like Jimin next to Subin probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just like Hoon and Kai next to Yoongi.
Stop. That would be so cute. That's his grandson.
Not even like his son, but straight up his grandson.
Yes. I don't know where that came from, but suddenly it's his grandson.
And it fits. It fucking fits. We are on that. Okay.
But yes, I'm choosing Yoonmin over Namjoon. Sorry.
I'm going to say Yoonmin, but the reason why I'm going to say it.
What?
Because, okay. I was a completely different person in fandom. like the okay, anyways, but because Yoonmin, I have mm-hmm. enjoyed way more Yoonmin content than I have Namjoon content, because Yoonmin, with the way that the personalities are and with the way that their dynamics work, you mm-hmm. get so much mm-hmm. more out of it. Like, Mafia Fig, let's get it.
Mm.
Secret Agents Fig, down. Coffee Shop, mm-hmm. valid. Whereas Namjoon...
That's true.
Namjoon, trying to imagine them in, like, a... I guess, like, a darker, more gritty, kind of, like vigilante yeah. type sense. It doesn't work as well.
No, I completely agree. Because it's, like, I feel like Namjoon almost have that, like, more, like, quiet... Like, not quiet, necessarily, but just, like... consistent, just domestic kind of vibe to that dynamic, versus Yoonmin, it feels very like edgy and like leather jackets and vampires and mafia and just like just very sexy, like that kind, you know?
Yeah. If I were to talk about this in like meme terms, it would be like Namjoon are the gay people that I respect and Yoonmin are the gay people that I don't respect. Like I feel like Namjoon would very much try to like uphold some type of status quo, versus Yoonmin would just be like, fuck the status quo. So
it's true. It's like, okay, here's the thing. Namjoon would be the ones throwing the elegant dinner party, and Yoonmin would be the one crashing it.
Yes, completely. And it's really interesting, because then Jin arguably would be the one to completely throw batshit nonsensical murder mystery dinner parties, but you put Namjoon and Seokjin together, like just like in Bon Voyage when they were in Hawaii, for some mm-hmm. reason you put their yeah. two energies together and then something with the both of them calms mm-hmm. down. And I think it's because they both yes. try to meet each other where they're at, you know? So I think Seokjin yeah. will kind of like mm-hmm. be a little bit less chaotic when he's with Namjoon mm-hmm. And I don't know why that is. And then Namjoon mm-hmm. would kind of like, I don't know, I don't really know how to describe it, but then if you watch Bon Voyage with them in Hawaii, like there is just like a weird uh-huh. calm and just like a weird peacefulness that just like overcomes them whenever they're together, versus when you skip over to like Jikook and it's just like pure chaos.
Now that you're explaining it like that, I'm like, oh, maybe I should check out like a Namjoon fic. Maybe I'll check out Bazooka later. I don't know. That's such an interesting way to put it. Like, I love interpersonal relationships. Oh,
it is very startling, the difference between how Seokjin acts with Namjoon and Bon Voyage versus mm-hmm. when I mm-hmm. the next year he's in Malta with Tusok, and it's completely different. Just worlds different.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, I will go with Yoonmin.
Namgi versus Namjoon.
I feel like I have to say Namgi just solely because I love Namgi, but like genuinely at this point, if it's between Namgi and Namjoon, I actually don't care.
I would choose Namjoon over Namgi.
Okay, we'll give Namjoon the
okay,
edge.
Okay, cool.
Go for it.
Because Namjoon is like the peaceful married couple who like, you know, really settled into their married life. And then Namgi is like always on the brink of divorce.
No, literally, they would fight each other, and it would just be like foreplay to them.
Yeah. Oh, Namgi okay. versus Jin Cook.
This is difficult for me. Hold on, let me think about this. I'm like, here, I feel like I'm such a new Namgiist that, like, I should be, like, automatically on the Jungkook side. But, like, I don't know. I feel like this weird loyalty to Namgi because I feel like they're, like, your friends you fought in a war with, I guess. Like, my comrades.
Mm-hmm.
Is that communist lingo? I don't know. Who cares? I'm a communist anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
But,
We stand Mark in this house.
Shut up. You know what? I'll go with Jungkook. I had to pause, but I will go with Jungkook just because I've read more content with them in
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jungkook doesn't make me want to hurl. I suck at this game. I suck at this. I feel like this entire thing was a ploy just to get us to argue with each other and like debate. God, I would be a terrible lawyer now that I think about it.
Because it's like, okay, because then it becomes, okay, I see your side, and the reason why I see your side is because A, B, C, D, and then you're just like, oh, shit, was that reverse psychology?
But I'd literally be like, you know, Your Honor, like, opposing counsel has a point, like, cool, like, let's just go with what they want.
In fact, let's all go to happy hour after this. This was fantastic. Ooh, we got our results.
Oh, what? Already?
Yeah, already. Yeah, so we will definitely post this in the show notes afterwards, but just, like, our top, like, five ships between me and Umbi is...
Okay, so, wait, the first two were ranked number one together simultaneously, and that was Namgook and Yunjin.
Which sounds right in my ballpark, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, and then we had two that were ranked third together, which was...
Taegi and Jungkook, which sounds exactly like you.
That's actually so true. And then ranked number five, two of them were tied for fifth, were Yunmin and Jihope. I'm actually surprised Namjin isn't up, you know?
I'm surprised as well, because I feel like Namjin showed up a lot, and then we always veer towards Namjin more often than not. Yeah. I'm actually sure. Where is Kubi? Because we got Kubi so much.
Kubi is
number 19. Oh, shit.
Out of 21. Oh, and 21, our very last was Minjun, to nobody's surprise.
Absolutely no one's surprised. If you are a Minjunist and you would like to completely refute us, I welcome it. Go ahead.
I got blocked by a Minjuner.
Honestly, at this point, I've probably been blocked by a plethora of people, but...
Yeah, I've been blocked by a mean junior, and I'm like, well, cool, I wasn't interacting with you anyways.
You know, whenever I encounter a profile and I see that they have blocked me, I almost never think, oh my god, why did they do that? What did I do? I almost always think, respect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good on you, man, curating your space to things you want to see.
It's my space, Sho, it's my area. Four-way tie at seventh place was Namjin, Vimon... Yes, Namjin, Vimon. I suddenly can't read. Namjin, Vimon, Taejin, and Tuzak. I'm actually surprised Tuzak and Taejin made it this low.
I know, considering... This is really interesting. And considering how much Jungkook even showed up, they made it very mid-tier, surprisingly.
How are Taejin and Namjin equivalent to each other on this ranking? I'm actually really surprised by that. Is that my influence?
I think so.
How did Namjin make it so low?
I guess we just like the other ships a lot more. Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, I feel like we're going to have to take these individually, and then we'll have to compare them too.
Yes, definitely. That'd be fun. Definitely.
Okay, so 11 was Jungkook. 12 was Namgi. 13 was V-Hope. 14 was Taegook. Surprised it made it that high. 15 was Soap. And then a three-way tie at 16 was Namjook, Jinmin, and Vimin. We only got Vimin like one time, didn't we?
I like how this ship sorter was just like, okay, we get it. We'll show Vimin once, we get it.
All right, 19 was Kubi. I'm actually surprised Kubi was so low considering how many times we got freaking Kubi.
I know, we got Kubi so much, and only for it to rank like number 19. Interesting.
Right? It's like the sorter was like, are you sure you don't want it? Are you sure you don't want it here or there? Are you sure about Kubi? Are you sure?
We just want to confirm that it's on the bottom. We just want to confirm.
20 was Jiguk, understandable. And 21 mm-hmm. was Minjun.
Very, very understandable. Very understandable.
I mean, where did the sorter get the impression that Minjun was our bottom ship?
Mm-hmm. I will say, though, just looking at our top five, we love Yoongi. Boy, do we love Yoongi.
Dude, we freaking love Yoongi. Yoongi is, out of our top five listed, Yoongi is in four of these ships.
I know.
But, like, we've been new because, okay, first of all, Sho is Yoongi. And second of all, I'm in love with Sho, which means I'm in love with Yoongi, so.
It makes sense. It all checks out here, guys.
Yeah. It's true.
If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @NoAO3WarningsApply, where you can find the latest updates and ask us anything you want.
We did it, Sho.
We did it. We have a comprehensive NoAO3WarningsApply approved BTS ship ranking.
Yes, that's our ship ranking. If anyone else wants to join in on the fun, we will drop the link in the show notes, aka the replies to the tweet that this podcast episode will be in.